1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Go. The Fat Dad Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Fat Dad Podcast. I'm your host JB and this is episode 6. A change in my diet again. Because keto is rubbish. No, so this week, for the past 2 weeks, I've been doing the keto diet, and unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be working for me because I'm getting all the side effects that are expected, but I'm not losing any weight. I'm just maintaining my weight, which unfortunately, I do not want to just maintain my weight. I'd like to lose some, so I'm going to look elsewhere. I'm finding a few side effects of this. Sorry for the details, but when I go for a number two, there's a lot of oil floating in the toilet, which isn't great. So that can't be healthy for a start. And I'm finding through my research that I'm not taking in as much fat as I should be, and I can't take on any more fat because I'm stirring in spoonfuls of oil into my coffee as we speak. So it's not really for me. I had some success with the Atkins diet a few years back, where I lost around 3.5 stone. I say some years back, it was about 15 years back when the Atkins diet was popular. So I was hoping it would be more along that, where I had a steady weight loss and could see the results. But unfortunately, this is just leaving me with dog breath.
That's nasty.
I don't think I could go another day of my daughter saying, "Oh, what's that disgusting smell?" and me having to say, "It's probably my breath." That's not a nice feeling. So I'm going to be taking on another diet from, well, I've started another diet today. I've gone back onto the egg diet just because I had a good result with that. So really, that's just to maintain. I'm having a bit more fruit than I did last time. So it's not as strict as last time. But yeah, this week, actually, I've been watching quite a lot of YouTube videos just trying to find out what sort of diet to go on to next. And I've stumbled across a guy, calls himself, well, his channel, Obese to Beast. And he's basically a guy, I believe he's about 25, yeah, about 25 from what I gather. And he's lost 180 pounds in 2 years. And from then, he's then gone on to compete in bodybuilding shows, all self-taught. And he's done really well. He also talks of his struggles with loose skin. He's got a lot of loose skin. Which he's chosen not to have surgery on, so he's remaining loose-skinned, which is one of my big worries, actually, if I was to lose weight, that I'd end up with this stretchy skin. So I'm going to put a link in the show notes to his channel, because he's been, I've been on nights, so I've been watching a lot of his content. And what he tends to go on is what he calls the common sense diet. Basically, he's taken his optimum calorie amount, which he needs to maintain his current weight, and he knocks off 300 calories, he says, but I'd probably go for 500. And if you do this, you're going to lose weight. So then he's able to really eat what he wants. He tries to keep it as healthy as possible, but he can eat what he wants as long as it's under that calorie count. And he's lost well over 180 pounds. So that's something that I'm looking at doing. We're a few days off from payday. So really, this is why I'm just going for the egg diet, just to, it's cheap, it's cheerful. I can eat a bit extra in between, but it'll keep the calories low. He's actually got, he refers to your TD number. And I've got a link to a calculator where you can put in your vital details, your stats, and it'll give you your resting calorie intake to maintain your weight, which is what I'm using. I've put in mine, and it's saying 3,500 calories needed resting, so I'm quite easily capable of knocking off 500 off of that, I think. So I do think I cheat as much as that most days, but we'll see. Maybe I'll keep a food diary. I should have done that before I started on this, because I've got a cupboard full of sweets and I haven't touched them, so I don't think I really want to go back to recording my regular intake prior to this change in lifestyle. Yeah, so that is what I'm going to be doing after the week on the egg diet, after I've been paid and after I'm going to do a full shop. I'll put some links to his videos below. He seems like a great guy. He's done really well. He's humble with the weight loss. A lot of people could be idiots about it. But yeah, he seems like that's the way to go. A healthy, gradual loss. It ended up getting him on Ellen's show, and he got a brand new Ford Mustang. So maybe I'll get on this morning and get a, a Skoda. Who knows? All right then. Yeah, so that's that. This week, well, last week's publishing was quite a meaty podcast, and it's ended up pushing me over the edge. So I've actually invested in some more bandwidth with my hosting podcast hosting company. So that means I haven't got to be as restrictive with what I'm talking about, and I won't have to edit as much as I have been. I'm also now looking at really pushing on the YouTube channel. I've neglected that a little bit. Just waiting to get paid so I can get some camera stuff sorted. We still haven't been on these walks that I've promised, but we'll sort that out now that the weather's changing. It's been very hot recently, so that's definitely something we need to do. My step count of 10,000, I was aiming for 10,000 a day. I've been getting that to around 6,000-7,000, which I'm not too, which isn't too shabby. Walking around the river, it's like a river, like a little lake thing outside my work. I do a few laps of that. That's been good. I weighed myself this morning, and I was 30 stone, 2 pounds, which is pretty much what I was after the stone in the week diet. So going forward, we'll see. I'm probably going to weigh in once a month, just because I'm getting sick of weighing myself and seeing it the same. If I start to see some change, maybe we'll weigh in a bit more. But yeah, so that's it really. I haven't got much to talk about. It's a rushed one again. I've been working nights the last 3 days. Normally I record on a Sunday, release on a Monday. But it's just been manic at work. Been the Lone Ranger, so been a busy week. Still trying to work out how to record interviews by a phone. So if there's any listeners out there who have a Scooby how to do it, get in contact via the social medias and everything that's following. And just let us know how to do that. My plans are, I've got in the pipeline three personal trainers. One that seems to focus on the ladies mostly. So if there's any female specific fitness questions you have for her, put them to me via the social media platforms. So I've got two nutritionists and three personal trainers who will eventually be interviewed by myself. So get the questions over, and we can put them to them when I interview them. So that's that. So it's just a quick, short one really this week, just to catch up with how things are going and how things aren't going. Change of diet. I'll let you know how I get on next week with this sort of half a egg diet. And thanks for listening as always. And this has gone really well, so I don't even think there's going to be any outtakes. So speak to you soon. Bye. For more information, visit us at www.fatdadblog.co.uk. Follow us on Twitter at FatDadPod, on Pinterest at FatDadPod, and follow us on Instagram. You guessed it, FatDadPod.